Hi, it's Karen, and may kwento na naman ako today. So this is actually my first episode of the year for 2022. Last month kasi, ang dami nangyari, it was a busy period for me, and nagkataon lang na I can record now kasi I'm currently enjoying my intermodule break, like katatapos lang ng pulmonology module namin. And next week, busy na naman ako kasi exactly on Valentine's, we'll start on our reproductive system module. So, yun, fun, ganyan. Anyway, speaking of Valentine's, yan ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon. I mean, besides the fact na magre-reklamo na naman akong single na naman ako for the nth year, ganun. Well, sa bagay, before ko ibigay yung outline ko for today's episode, nagpapa-shoutout yung mga kaibigan kong, ayun, single din like me, para kay Deb na nag-aaral for her post-grad sa City of Love, aka Paris, France, yan, sana all wala sa Pilipinas, char. And kay Liana na magwo-work sa Valentine's kasi nakalive yung mga kasamahan niya, lahat may nakaschedule, aside from her, ayos lang yan. And kay Nina na katulad ko, busy din sa med school. Ayan na, pare-parehas kaming single, kung interesado kayo, email nyo lang ako, char. So, I want to start this discussion, well, at least start my kwento, with providing a timeline as to how I've seen, like, romance for the past few years. Like, syempre, alangan mag-discuss ako rito kung paano kayo magkakajowa, eh, single ako. Para mong sinabing mag-swimming sa Olympics yung isang batang need ng salbabida para lumangoy. So, for the longest time, the idea of romance has always been dictated by literature and media, starting from romance novels, shoujo anime, k-drama, ayan. Tapos, hihiling-hiling tayo na kasimpogi o ganda ng mga bida yung makukuha sana natin in the real life, yon mga hibang. So, I want to start my kwento sa mga nakita ko nung high school ako. Syempre, yan yung mga panahong we'll be starting to, like, discover ourselves, ganyan. Syempre, pag-usapang high school, yung high school sweethearts, yung mga naaalala natin, very romanticized yan. Sa mga kwento sa media, yan daw yung pinaka-nakakilig pag may naka-someone ka, MU, minsan kasi walang label, ganyan, nung high school. Like, tutulungan ka mag-aral, o yung mga after-school dates, yan, wala kasi mga syang ka-experience sa mga ganyan. Puro, ano lang, audience. Yung tipong magka-text kayo hanggang gabi habang sinasabayan mo siya sa paggawa ng assignments nyo. Yung tipong ihahatid ka sa classroom nyo or magtatago kayo sa likod ng gym para makapag-usap kayo. Yarn, parang Romeo and Juliet, ganyan. Tapos pag Valentine's, yung kapartner mo bibigyan ka ng chocolates tsaka ng teddy bear na galing Blue Magic, ganyan. Tapos maririnig nyo pag nasa college na kayo, break na sila, yon. Pero syempre, more often than not, may mga nakita rin ako na, well, ito yung madalas na nakita ko nung high school, na medyo unrequited yung feelings, like one-sided yarn. Like pasulyap-sulyap lang sa classroom, o sariling tago ng nararamdaman if may kasamuan na yung gusto nila. Tapos, sometimes it would take years for them to move on, and it's valid naman. Yung pasulyap-sulyap ka lang tuwing JS prom, yon. Like, usually naman, kung sinong unang nagugustuhan mo nung high school, di mo basta-basta makakalimutan yon. Pero the main question is, nagtatagal ba talaga yung mga high school sweethearts? Yan. Minsan, oo. Pero madalas, hindi. Pagdating kasi ng college, wala namang assurance na same kayo ng school na pupuntahan. And more often than not, magiging LDR yung relationship nyo. O long distance relationship. Minsan nga kahit same pa kayo ng school, magkaiba lang kayo ng college or ng department. Medyo quote-unquote LDR, di na kayo katulad ng high school na halos araw-araw nakikita, ganyan. And mahirap yung mag-maintain ng ganyan usually. Kaso this time around, the pandemic happened and society needed to adapt. Kaya yung mga kabataan ngayon, wow, parang di pa ako bata, ganyan. Diyan pumapasok yung Zoom and Discord dates, And we cannot deny how technology shaped the way we look at how relationships can last, even with virtual meetups and virtual dates. Pero sige, let's go back nung wala pang, hindi pa nangyayari yung pandemic, yan, simula ng college. So, nung college, you meet new and sometimes more interesting people than the people you're with nung high school. So, some old relationships die and new relationships form. Dito rin yung point na mag-explore ka ng kaunti, may it be your sexual orientation or just your perspectives of what you're actually looking for in a romantic relationship. And madalas, yung mga relationships na na-form during college, madalas nagiging long-term din sila. Like, ang dami kong kakilala na mag-jowa nung college na sila din nagkatuluyan sa dulo. Siguro, nagkataon na because mas mature na tayo nung college as compared nung sa high school, ha? But some people remain single din all throughout college. Like, they tried dating naman, but they've never settled in a relationship talaga to focus on things that are more important to them at that time. And yun, valid din na decision yun. So for personal anecdotes, personally, I tried online dating din. Pero naghahanap lang talaga ako ng validation dun. Not necessarily a person to be with, ganyan. Siguro nadadala din na, yun ang uso nung mga 2017, 2018, ganyan. So, truth to be told naman, it was fun naman. Pero gusto ko rin mag-apologize sa mga na-ghost ko noon kasi hindi raw maganda yun, sabi ng mga kakilala ko. And ako naman, takot ako sa commitment. Kaya, before pa kami magkita, madalas, gino-ghost ko na yung kausap ko. So, ayun, if may nakikinig, sorry. Like, di ko na po sinasadya and sana masaya na kayo, ganyan. So, sa college din siguro ako may pinakamaraming na third wheelan. Like, tambay sa condo ng mag-jowa, makikikain, or sasama sa date ng mag-jowa, sa Rizal Park, habang kasama sa na nag-holding hands doon, ako nakikisightseeing lang, yan. Parang wala akong ibang kaibigan. Minsan, nauutusan din ako bumili ng gifts at ipadala para sa mga jowa nila. If LDR sila, yon, madalas cake, yan. So, I'd like to say na may mga inambag ako kung bakit stable sila, char. Na may mga inambag naman talaga ako sa mga relationships ng ibang tao. And I've seen how unique every relationship is. So, ayun, nasa na ba tayo sa timeline natin? Ayun, patapos ng college, the pandemic happened. And then, nakagraduate na kami ng college. Yun. Yung iba, nag-law school, nag-med school, nag-post-grad, nag-work muna. Yun, nagkahiwa-hiwalay na kami pagkatapos ng college. And I'd like to say na until now, sa totoo lang, usually mas nag-gets mo kung anong gusto mo when it comes to relationships. But for me, romance became more vague as I grew older. And honestly, I'm happy for those who found their own significant partners. Sa mga KH group ko, like, sa totoo lang, may mga nagpropose na sa mga significant partners nila. And may mga nagpapakasal na. May mga kakilala akong buntis na, yan. And may mga kaedaran din ako na may mga anak na or may anak na, most often than not. And as much as we try to deny it, the experience of romantic love also has an impact on who we are as individuals. Sabi nila na yung pagkakaroon daw ng jowa, pagkakaroon daw ng significant other, nakaka-distract daw yan sa pag-aaral or sa kung ano mang gusto mong gawin sa buhay. Pero hindi natin may i-deny that a part of our personality has been impacted by those experiences. And sa mga kakilala ko, sometimes like after a long-term relationship, if it didn't work out, mas naging mature sila and mas naging amicable sila as people, ganyan. Kasi mas makikilala mo raw ang sarili mo if may mga ganun kang pinagdaanan. But I'm not saying na doon sa mga taong hindi pa nakaranas ng ganun na hindi magandang personality nila or hindi sila nag-adapt through the times. Nagkataon lang na ang bawat tao may iba't ibang pinagdadaanan and yung outcome nun ay very multifactorial. O taray, dami kong sinabi, may rationale pa. Pero yon, let's not really antagonize the idea of having a special someone during like their school years, and let's not antagonize din the idea na there are people na hindi naman talaga fond with the idea of having a significant partner as of now. Ayun. Sometimes, like, a friend would ask me if naiinggit ba raw ako when it comes to these things. Like, syempre, I've never been truly in a relationship kasi nga takot sa commitment, ganyan. And I'm just like, minsan, oo, because I've never been in a romantic relationship nga. And yung nakikita natin sa social media, very romanticized. Akala mo, kaya nang sagutin ng pagkakaroon ng jowa, lahat ng problema mo sa buhay, ganyan. But most of the time, I'm not really that envious. Kasi naman, I've seen a lot of couples like fight then. And those fights really, like, inilalabas nila ko rin pinakapangit na parts ng ugali ng isang tao. And sa totoo lang, if may mga ganun kang problema, hindi natin maikakaila na nakaka-distract yung mga ganun sa trabaho mo and sa mga gusto mong marating sa buhay and mga gusto mong pag-focusan, ganyan. And personally, as a very goal-oriented person, hindi ko kaya mag-multitask. Hindi ko kayang magtrabaho na may kaaway akong tao, ganyan. So it's more of a personal thing rather than the idea na ayoko yung nagkakaroon ng jowa during nag-aaral. It's more of a personal thing na hindi ko kaya mag-multitask, ganyan. So I guess it will just go down sa kung anong gusto mong i-prioritize muna. I mean, siguro wag mo na lang muna ipilit na makakahanap ka agad siguro. And madalas kasi na pag-uusapan yan sa mga kaibigan ko kasi ano na kami, mga 23, 24, 25. Oh, ilang taon na lang, magta-30 na kami. Tapos madalas sinasabihan kami na by 30, dapat daw may long-term partner ka na. Yung mga ganong societal expectations na sa totoo lang naman, hindi na siya applicable for today kasi ang dami namang ibang pinagdaanan ng generation namin sa generation na nauna sa amin. Ayan. And most of the time, the way media portrays romance kasi, it seems like it's way too good to be true. And sa totoo lang, katulad sinabi ko kanina, I do have a lot of trust issues then, so I'm fine with the things and the way things are muna for me. Ayun, sorry, medyo baka hindi nagagets yung sinusubukan kong sabihin. So, eto naman, may caveat naman siguro. I do like making fun of people who flood their romantic relationships as if sa kanila umiikot yung mundo. Then malalaman mo na after a few months, break na sila. Kasi madalas yung mga ganun tao, masama ugali. So guilty pleasure ko lang yun na minsan pag-chismisan yung mga tao hindi naging mabuti sa akin. Yun. Anyway, personal flaw ko yun. I'll try to work on it. Yan po yung ipapangako ko. Anyway, hopefully, you'd all enjoy your Valentine's regardless of having partners o wala. To be fair, ang plano ko lang naman, I'm just going to read a lot of fanfics, ganyan, para naman makaramdam ako ng hilig sa buhay ko, so I can at least feel like ano ba yung romance na sinasabi nila through a third-person POV, ganyan. And would probably buy chocolates for myself after Valentine's kasi madalas bagsak pressure yung mga ganyan. So, ayun, yun lang naman yung at least gusto kong iparating sa mga nakikinig ngayon na if may partner kayo, good for you. If wala, ayos lang yan. Makakahanap din tayo. Huwag mawala ng pag-asa. Fight lang ng fight. Yun. So, ayun. Don't worry about everything na hindi mo pa kayang kontrolin ngayon. Sometimes, things happen for a reason. And ang laking factor ng timing sa mga bagay na katulad ng ganyan. And hindi ka naman bibigyan ng bagay na hindi mo kayang i-handle sa panahong, kuwari, marami kang hinahandle ngayon, tapos alam ng universe na hindi mo pa kayang mag-handle na to be in a relationship, kasi sa totoo lang, it's a very complex thing, very simplified lang as the way media portrays it. Ganyan. Ayun, to conclude this episode, I'll try to post next month kasi birthday month ko ng March. Ayan. And hopefully, okay lang kayo dyan. Especially with the current times, malapit na yung elections. And let's always remember na gamitin natin yung moral compass natin when we try to select the next few leaders. Syempre, 6 years din yan. Ayun, magkwentuhan ulit tayo next time. Happy Valentine's, guys! Bye!